And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a stunning display of academic prowess, that's sarcasm if you couldn't pick up on it, a group of international scholars funded by the European Union have spent over 5 years studying sex and gender only to conclude that they can't actually define either concept. But fear not, dear listeners, they have heroically recommended that these undefinable concepts should be incorporated into all academic research moving forward, because nothing says scientific rigor like basing your work on terms you said you can't define. The GenderNet Plus initiative, which began in 2018, involved nearly 400 researchers from 12 countries and was awarded a cool $4.2 million by the EU. Tax dollars, hard at work defining the undefinable. And in other news, the Vermont Department of Health has decided to redefine the concept of family because, hey, who needs words like mother, father, son, and daughter? They're just too restrictive for the modern world. Their groundbreaking solution: replace those archaic terms with cutting-edge alternative like grown-ups and caregivers, older family and younger family. Because it's so loving to refer to your children as younger family units. And moving on to the world of fast food and entertainment, because they coexist now, at Chick-fil-A at least, they're reportedly planning to enter the crowded video streaming market very soon. The company has been working with major production companies to create wholesome shows, particularly in the unscripted genre. They've ordered 10 episodes of a game show from the producers of NBC's The Wall. In an education news, two college students are taking on the Biden-Harris administration, claiming they're being denied eligibility for a scholarship program because they're white. The lawsuit, which was filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, challenges the $60 million Ronald E. McNair Post-Baccalaureate Achievement Program, arguing that it violates equal protection rights. The plaintiffs received emails from their colleges telling them they couldn't apply for the scholarship due to their race. That's equality for you, excluding people based on skin color. Finally, in a concerning turn of events, parts of Aurora, Colorado have reportedly been overtaken by a violent Venezuelan gang. The Aurora City Council claims entire apartment complexes are now under gang control, with the staff being beaten, threatened, and forced to flee. Denver's sanctuary city policies are being blamed for the spillover of the migrant crisis into the suburbs. Meanwhile, Aurora has passed a resolution pledging no handouts for migrants. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.